Welcome back to this podcast, video cast. If you're listening or watching, it's good to have you here. I've been doing this and posting it on the Ever Ancient, Ever New podcast, and these are kind of bonus episodes. I hope you find them helpful. They're particularly geared for those walking in small groups for the small group formation portion. But if you're finding them helpful, keep going with it. So I'm kind of been doing this series on prayer. And a few episodes ago, I talked about just the most important aspect of prayer is just keep showing up. And I just want to circle back to that because I've heard some good feedback, people praying and praying, trying to pray in a different way and engaging scripture in a different way. And sometimes this can be very exciting when we're first starting off on the adventure of prayer, and the Lord can do amazing things, and we can feel stuff and you know, it can be really invigorating. Like, wow, this is great. This is cool. The Lord is showing up. And then what tends to happen is the Lord seems to stop showing up. And then it can feel like, there's nothing happening in prayer. Why am I doing this? And then we either stop praying or we go back to a prayer that's more easily quantifiable. You know, so like just reading something or just getting through the beads or accomplishing a certain amount of scripture or whatever. And again, those things aren't bad, but what we're wanting to do is spend time in relationship with the Lord. I think even the word prayer isn't necessarily a helpful word for talking about what we're doing when we pray. If we think about it in the old English term, like I beg, I pray thee, you know, like I beg thee, it has this intercessory connotation. Like what my prayer life is asking the Lord for things that I need, but that's not really the height of prayer. The height of prayer is communion with God. And so, you know, to ask somebody, hey, how's your prayer life? Is really to say, how's your relationship with Jesus? And if I'm in relationship with Jesus, then I show up for prayer no matter what I get out of it. That's really key, I think. If we're doing prayer for ourselves, then that's a very lopsided relationship. I mean, imagine if you had a friend who only called you when he needed something, only came over when it was convenient for him, only helped you out when, you know, he had nothing better to do. I think that we would not find this friendship to be very life-giving, and maybe get to a point where, yeah, I'm done with this. I'm not going to keep doing this. I think the a real friendship, a real beautiful relationship, is one that, you know what? I put into it whether I feel like I get anything out of it or not. Here's an image that I want to give you. And many of us have had this experience of going and sitting by somebody in their hospital bed. And maybe they're just out sleeping. Maybe they're in a coma. Maybe they're just very, very sick and, you know, have very few times of being awake. We go not because I'm getting something out of this. This feels so good for me. No, we go purely out of love. We go because we love this person so much that we'll even just sit by the bed and read. We'll sit by the bed and wait. And why do we do that? Well, I think one reason is so that when they do wake up and they're better, when they come back to health, we can tell them, I sat right there by your bedside every single day just to be with you, because I didn't want you to be alone. Even though you didn't know that I was there, I wanted to be with you. Because if you did wake up, I wanted you to see somebody sitting there. You know, that's why we do it. Not for us, but for them. That's so beautiful. I think the other reason why we do it, so again, so like that's the, you know, I'm giving to this relationship. The other reason would be also because I love them so much that if they open their eyes for a second I want to be there for it. If they have a moment of lucidity, I want to be there to talk with them. I want to be there to say that I love you. I want to be there to answer their questions. I want to be there to have that moment of communion with them, of friendship with them. We would do that. Even if day after day after day, nothing, 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 for that one day where they open their eyes, they look over at you and they say, "Oh, it's so good to see you." I mean, imagine that feeling. Some of you have experienced that feeling. That's prayer. We show up every single day because we love God. And even if he seems to be sleeping and unaware that we're there, nothing's happening, our prayer feels dry, empty. We show up because we love him so much. And we want to be able to say to him, "Lord, I came every day because I love you. Not because I was getting anything out of it, not anything for me, but because I love you." And that's relationship. And then the other piece is that sometimes, I mean, the Lord is always there, right? He's always there, just like your sick spouse or friend in the coma is they're there. But every once in a while, it's like he wakes up. And when you're there for that moment, when the Lord he speaks to you in the scriptures or just something in the silence, he shows himself. We have a felt experience of his love. Those moments are so worth it. Even if it's just 10 seconds of, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like the Lord just did something here." We're waiting for those moments. And what I can guarantee is if we don't keep showing up, we have a lot less chances of being there for those moments. So it's both of those, showing up just because I love this person, I love God, and showing up for that chance that he's gonna wake up. And if we do that, if we remain faithful to that prayer, that type of prayer, that relationship, whatever way we're praying, and again, we should our prayers should get more simple the more we do it. We just sit. We're just sitting by the bedside of our friend who's asleep. The more we do that, the more we're transformed by it. And that's the essence of prayer. We can tend to think if we consider it in this idea of I pray you, I'm asking for something, that my prayer is primarily about what I want the Lord to do for me. That it, well, if I keep showing up and keep asking, then eventually he'll give in and he'll give me what I want. Well, I mean, certainly there are scripture passages where the Lord talks about that. Seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be opened unto you. He talks about the importunate woman and widow who keeps pestering the judge until he gives her what she wants. The man who goes to his neighbor in the middle of the night and just keeps knocking on the door until he answers and finally gives him some bread. Okay, that's certainly can be part of it. But that's not the whole of it, and that's not the real heart of prayer. But the real heart of prayer is that I keep showing up. I keep putting myself in the presence of the divine so that he'll transform me. And whether or not I'm feeling it in the moment, faith tells me God is here. He's here in the scriptures. He's here in the sacrament. And when I put myself in proximity of him, it's impossible that something won't happen to me. But the way we gauge our prayer is not on, "Oh yeah, I felt so good in that prayer time." That's not the gauge of prayer. I can feel really good in prayer time and then go out and continue to live a really curmudgeonly life. This is actually one of the critiques against some of the more experiential versions of prayer. You know, you can think of like praise music and like these kind of Christian concert sort of feels, where it kind of manipulates the emotions, and we're crying and laughing and just having this profound experiences. I mean, the Lord can certainly use those, and He does use those, but that's not, if we think of, well, that's prayer, that something actually happened, and I want to duplicate that every single time. Well, then we're going to get to a point where, well, nothing's happening. The Lord's not moving. He's not doing anything. I'm just going to stop praying because it's not accomplishing anything anymore. But if we have the faith to recognize that, no, every time I show up for prayer, the Lord is doing something. Every single time I put myself in the proximity of Him who loves me, He's transforming me. The fruit of my prayer, I'll recognize outside of prayer. And not right away. Not like I prayed today and the day went better. Well, sometimes my day goes badly. Sometimes my day goes good. I pray every day, but the fruit, when I can recognize that prayer is working, is over many months and even many years. When I look back and say, oh, this instance that I had in my day today, 5 years ago, would have just thrown me for a loop. I would have been in a tizzy. I would have gone in a downward spiral. I would have yelled at this person. I would have gotten so frustrated. And now I've just been able to receive it in peace. It hasn't bothered me. I've been growing in kindness. I've been growing in patience. I've been growing in generosity. I've been growing in all these fruits of the Spirit. I'm more like God, more like Christ than I was before. And that's something we can actually look at and say in just an honest way, yes, that's true. I'm not there yet. I'm not perfect yet, but by being in proximity of divinity, I resemble the divine more than I did. So if you want to gauge whether your prayer is working, then look at those things. Am I more virtuous? Am I more peaceful? Am I more loving? So that's, I think, what I want to leave you with. Let's bring it back full circle. Keep showing up. Keep coming to the Lord in all those different ways, whether it's petitioning, complaining, praising, confessing, reading, receiving, above all, just being with Him and continuing to show up, so that we can prove our friendship with God. God, I loved you so much that I just kept showing up every day and sitting by your sick bed, being with you, so that when you woke up, you would see a friend close by. As I'm recording this, we're getting close to Holy Week, and that's one of the things that we hear from the cross. Jesus looks, one of the Psalms says this, he looks and he didn't see anybody to comfort him. And of course, Mary and John and some of the other women are there. And what a consolation to the heart of Jesus that he had somebody there at the foot of the cross to be with him. That's a good image for prayer. Let's be with the Lord, and when He speaks, when He shows up, it'll all be worth it. Many blessings.